All right, so we're back with another episode of Super Doll, our superhero tale. If you're new here, it's a tale about the superheroes that were waiting around for, well, I'll let you in the action voice introduce. It was like a team of superheroes. Their job was to wait in a base and defend Earth against, like, outside forces. You know, they weren't meddling in normal, everyday human affairs. Then this guy, Carbon Man, shows up from, like, 1950, somehow zapped into our time. I'm assuming our time, but there's complicated stuff. You know, you don't want to, let's not dig too deep here. But these superheroes, they seem good. They seem cool. And there's some stuff happened when this Carbon Man came. They gave him a quarantine. Bunch of, you know, talk, a lot of talking, you know, philosophy. We waded into philosophy, religion, pseudoscience, pseudo-religion, pseudo-philosophy, quasi-everything, quasi, and no Quasimodo, but quasi all the other stuff that I already mentioned. No politics. But the rest of the, you know, the rest of the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh rails of and whatever. But so then, to catch you up, that stuff went on. And then they decided to help Carbon Man track down some bunker or something. And they got out of the base, and now the government was out to get him or something. The government's called the NAG, N-A-G. That's like the UN or some, or I don't know, maybe the U.S. government folded at some point. Who knows? But so the superheroes, they split up. I think like one team is heroes, who was Flex, Nine, and Mesmero. They went to help out some refugees. That was last week. Stuff didn't go so hot. Ebola, trouble with Ebola, which is a horrible, horrible disease. And just being a refugee is rough, too. Not taking away anything from refugees. But they're trying to help. They end up not helping too. They did help because people got food and water. Whatever, then Flex, this guy Flex, one of our heroes, went missing. And then let's check. What we're going to do this episode is check in with the other heroes. Spoiler alert, I guess. So that's it. That's in a nutshell. Action Voice, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Action Voice is going to take it.
Somewhere on Earth, team superheroes awaits. They wait for Earth's greatest hour of need. They wait for a time when only they can protect Earth from outside force that they will rise up to and stop from messing with Earth or whatever. Our heroes await that moment in time when their special superpowers can only or uniquely save Earth from something that threatens it. Earth's people know that these heroes wait to protect them, and they sleep soundly at night because of it. And that is part of our tale, but it's mostly a tale of them waiting around to save us and protect us, and that is Superdoll. Whoosh.
Great job, Action Voice.
Thank you. You like the mix it up?
Yeah, glad we made up.
Yes, so am I. It's much more comfortable working in this small room that we're made up. Let's get on to the show.
I think I've made my point clear, perfectly clear. We just disable his powers. The reason we have the huge supply of that, what's that stuff, Novocaine, we just inject his arms and his legs with Novocaine, and he can fly with us, with the Omaha. What are you going to have? Bugs fly us?
Yes, bugs will carry us. There'll be microscopes. Don't worry, it won't be strange at all. You'll have millions of bugs flying you, but their mind will be melded with mine. You will not notice that. Don't worry.
Yeah, so he'll just have bugs fly him instead of his powers. He doesn't need his powers. Carbon Man here, why stop my powers? What if we encounter something? You're missing half your team. Oh, Carbon Man, we don't need you. You're not part of our team. No offense, I'm not trying to be hurtful, but we don't need you as part of this debate.
I have a much better plan for dealing with Carbon Man, and I've sketched it out here in my mind. Let me see if I could communicate it, because I think he's right. We could use his powers. Now, I think your electric concern is good. I do not trust this man. As much as I respect him, his power, he may be a hero, he may not. But why should I trust him? He could be our enemy. So I'm thinking I have two options. Both are beautifully sensible. One is we strike him with a critical injury that's slow, so that he's probably like some internal bleeding, you know, like punch him or hit him, but it's slow. We could figure that out somehow, and then we'll get him medical attention when our mission is done. Now that one is a little bit we know doctors here, so risky. But what is not risky, and as a master of the animal kingdom, I know that a lot of our animal friends, they have venom or poisoned. And there's also antidote. And I know this is I already mixed it together. It's four different poisons. You got a snake poison in there, spider poison. Believe it or not, you would not believe it, I have this poison just thing in the Peruvian jungles that has not been discovered yet. Only I know about it, and of course the animal itself. It's kind of like a skink, but poisonous skink, we'll say. Very, very venomous. Terrible, terrible pain, the poison it would give you. And then another poison, which I will not tell you what it is, from mammalian or lizard or bird. You know, those poisonous birds I know about. You might not know about carbon. So we give him the poison. I know these poisons act slow. I also, when they put on the, you take one of the headache medicine, they have the coating for the older people. It makes it digest slower. We'll put some of that on there. And then I give him the antidote when we get back. Or I won't keep it on me, carbon man, because I'm no fool. I will have it safely hidden away. And that will be it. And then when we're done, if he kill us, three of us, he'll no get the antidote, he die. Carbon man, you clear on that? You're bluffing, right? This is, why, you're gonna poison me or critically injure me? I'm a hero, just like the three of you, and I'm trying to save my world, which is your world, and you guys are wasting time with this. We could just be flying out there. Right now, I could be flying under my own power. I don't have any interest in flying via insect or whatever you're talking about. And what is it? I don't understand. I don't understand. And just in case, we need our powers.
He's right about the powers. I agree with that. So I think he should keep his powers. I think it's just simple, Elektra. Omaha, I like your plan in general. But it's been in about 40 different movies that we've seen, so give me it never works in the James Bond movies. Mr. Bond, what is it with your Eastern Europeans? And
I'm not excuse me, let's not get offensive here, okay?
Okay, but whatever, it never works. And what if you don't even know, what if he has an allergic reaction right away? To your skink juice or whatever the heck it is. But this plan's simple. He flies in front. One or two of us fly him back. We kill him. If he steps out of line, one of us is always behind him out of his vision. We take him out with some secret, agreed-upon method with our powers. Or not powers, carbon man. We could just use some sort of deadly something else. I don't know. Maybe a dart tipped with poison that has no antidote.
Okay, Elektra. I actually like that plan. So that's what we'll do. That makes perfect sense. Just have someone flying back. Carbon Man, we will allow you to fly with us. And you can have your powers. That makes sense. If we do, we could use you. You may be a hero. I figure there's a 51% chance you're a hero. I mean, you seem to be proving yourself. So, you know what? I give you 81%. But, yeah, someone will be always, we'll take turns flying behind you. Also, Omaha will put bugs in your eye, so while we kill you, you won't be able to see it anyway.
So that's it. Let's get rolling. I'm not sure about this whole insect flying business, but let's do it. Let's fly. Where are we going again?
The Nevada desert. Carmen,
Yeah, don't worry. It's right around here on the map.
Right around there.
Yeah, in this Nevada proving ground, where that desert terminus area there.
Okay. They have maps in the 50s, right? You're not you have any idea how huge that area is?
Yeah, it's pretty big, but we'll be flying over it. We'll be able to see.
Do you have super sight?
No, I've 20/20 vision though, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but how are we gonna spot this underground bunker flying around without super sight? Or do you have infrared vision or ultrasound vision or anything?
No, my vision's 20/20 normal.
Wait.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I've got a plan to find it.
Well, yeah, I'd like to know the plan.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt the arguing, but I should mention I poisoned the garbage man already. So the whole thing about, I guess I'll take the antidote and we could just stay behind him anyway.
Oh, why did you poison him?
Well, because I don't really.
He's okay. I mean, it's good, but just in case, you know, I know you worry with Electra. You're such a leader. You try to do. Sometimes you need somebody to take charge and break your rule and go against your plan. And even if it's not even if it's counterproductive, but this is not okay. I have the antidote. I bring it with me. I have two. I'll tell you what. I have three vials of it. I give everyone one, and then Carberman steals someone in back. He has to fight all. Well, maybe. Oh, how about this? I bring three vials. Only one has the antidote. Ha! And then I have a backup at the base there. So yeah. Okay. Let's go. Let's not worry about this map thing. We need the swarm of insects is outside to carry you all, and let us go. We will ride the insects to Nevada, and it's not very far since. Okay. So let's do it.
Okay, this is the narrator here. We're just bouncing ahead. That was what that swish sound meant. I don't think I used it before as a transitional tool. But yeah, so let's pick up where wherever they are.
How much longer are we have to fly for? Because these insects, I can feel them crawling on me. They're not crawling on you. They're just propelling you. And don't. They're not crawling. They're stable. There's just billions and billions of insects all helping you propel. And these are non-human. They're doing my bidding. Just calm down, Electra. These are the most passive insects. As soon as we land and find out where we're going, then the insects will be gone. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm making peace with the insects.
I'm detecting some nervousness, though, from you boys.
Yeah, because this stupid rhyme that we're supposed to go by, Carbon Man, we've circled these areas 3 or 4 times.
Well, okay, it's mountains 3 and a rocky B.
Okay, yeah, oh boy! And how come we don't? How big is the bee?
Big enough to see it.
Oh man! Well, we're almost Area 51 and that whole shebang. And then I don't know what we should do. You know what? I got an idea. A rocky bee. You know, that's kind of thing. People like. That would be interested in UFOs in Area 51 would be aware of. You could see the rocky bee from the sky, right, Carbon Man?
Yeah, you can definitely see it from the sky because you're supposed to fly into the base. You see the bee, and you go into the top of the bee, and it's some sort of rock formation that's not going to be disturbed by sand or anything. I don't know. There's probably some superpower protection on it, too. So it's got to be here.
Okay, I got a plan. See, down there, that town, everybody, have the bugs bring us down to that town.
Why? Why are we going there, people? Well, because we Lake thinks we need to.
Well, we need to ask for directions.
Ask what kind of this is so funny. You're asking for directions.
Yeah. There's down there is this famous place called the Little Alien. You've probably seen it. It's been on X-Files and a bunch of Travel Channel shows and stuff like that. It's a bar down there. It's right on the edge of Area 51, which is where we'll go in, and I'll ask around. And I look perfectly normal. I don't got a ridiculous suit on. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty stylish in these boots and this leather duster. And you idiots could just be surrounded by bugs. You'll be invisible. Omaha's done it before, where she's used the bugs to, you know, just make her look like a bug-infested tree.
Yes, you will have to, I'm sorry, Electro, we'll have to have the bugs crawl on you, but they will not. I will use non-crawling bugs. How about this? I'll have moths just, you know, cover us in moth dust. And no, this will look like a couple of rocks. Yeah, I'd like to go with you inside to ask.
No, you look like some sort of, I don't even know, like a greaser mixed with a soche together. That's, no. All right, let's land.
Okay, this narrator would jump ahead a few seconds to Electra, Omaha, and Carbon Man covered in moths. Omaha, how much longer? This moth is starting to tickle my nose, and those people are parked pretty close to us. Okay, I will have a potato bug block up your nose so you cannot sneeze. Oh, never mind. Oh, here he comes. Get the bugs ready to launch us. What took so long?
It took me a while to ask, but there's definitely a rocky bee. Let's get skyward, all right?
Okay, I will launch us. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, that feels good. Those bugs, I love them. I love it. What kind of bugs are these?
Don't ask me. This is a confidential bug. Type of bugs, because if the other bugs find out about, you know, these are bugs of burden. I don't want corporate raiders tapping us and saying, oh, I did not know about insects of burden. We will now use them for our capitalist game. So I won't tell you. Okay, but they're bugs. Okay, insects, technically.
Okay, so it's due west.
You mean due east?
What do you mean, Electra?
You were thinking due east and you said due west.
Yeah, no, I meant due east. Due east. Did I say due west?
Yeah, you did. What, do you got a bug in your brain?
Yeah, just a bug in my brain.
Okay, let's head due east, and then what do we do?
Okay, you see that up there, they said the Mountain Three up there on the right. Those are the three peaks. They're the three, they call those the ETs. There's E.T., Elliot, and then what's the girl? What's that girl? Veruca or something. I don't remember her name.
Oh, yeah, Elliot's sister. What was her name? Oh, no. We can't remember. Polly? No. Who's this E.T.? Yeah, what's this E.T.? Oh, what was her name? She was played by Drew Barrymore. Oh.
Not Lucy.
Oh, why can't I think of it? Why can't I?
Keep trying to think of it. Let's stay here. Let's figure this out.
Can we? This is Carbon. We need. Let's go to this base. Let's just go. I think I can see the bee if we just get closer to those mounts.
Okay, yeah, but let's figure out which peak, because they said it was like E.T.'s sister's peak is the closest to the bee, and we should know the name.
Oh man, she was eating those fake M&Ms. Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, Reese's. Was that her name, Reese?
No, it was Gertie. So let's go.
Okay, wait, Gertie. How do you spell Gertie?
What? This is Carbon. Why? Let's just go to the base. Why?
I'm glad you got that Gertie. One thing that just reminded me of.
Can we just go to this base?
One second, please. When I was in the Little Alien, there was a news segment on, and Ms. Morrow at 9 were on the news.
Okay, well, that was part of our plan. Did you hear what they were talking about?
Yeah, they were talking about the fact that Flex is missing and that he smokes cigarettes, and the news was talking about him smoking cigarettes.
He got caught smoking cigarettes.
He did, but then he also vanished.
Oh, okay, well, guys, this is Carmen. There's a...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. There is fighter jets coming in. There's 3, 4, 5, 6 fighter jets coming in.
Oh, God. Oh, those are NAG jets. Those are F-16s.
Okay, everybody stay calm. Omaha, call in the Moths.
They're going to have a lock on us, and I need to go find Flex.
No, we need to go. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put some doubt in the mind of the fighters, emotional doubt. That should just buy us a few seconds. It's not going to buy us much time. They're going to fly right by us. They'll have to get a second command. And then, okay, so... Oh, no, okay. Omaha, see if you can... That the top of the B, that's where we got to go. See if you can have worms start digging us a hole. Carbon Man, I need you. Carbon Man, I need you to have your weapons ready. If they fire on us, incinerate any other weapons and melt them. All right. I'm ready. The worms are digging us a hole down the middle of the bay. They've already found the bunker. Lick. Where's Lick? He's already departed the ice jets. He's flying off there. Oh, no. Okay, let's just... He must be going after Flex to save his best friend. They're not best friends. Well, to save his friend. All right, let's go. We're going to fly the bugs. Fly them. Fly us into that hole. Carbon Man, unfortunately, you have to take up the back. I'm going to trust you to incinerate any weapons that attack us. If I have any chance for vengeance, if you should double-cross us, I will. Okay, we're going in the hole. Whoosh. All right, this is the narrator back. They've flown into the hole in the bee. Somehow the worm power, or whatever, so earthworms, I guess. So they flew in this hole, the earthworms dug for them, went down to this bunker, probably... I don't even know. I don't know anything about bunkers. But pretty deep enough to be a secret bunker. So probably, I don't know, under the earth, I'm not even sure how deep 100 feet is or 1,000 feet. But we'll say 500 feet to split the difference. And the earthworms kind of filled in the hole, at least so the fighters lost sight of them. Lick is gone. I don't know where he went. One of those narrators that knows everything. So then, boom, they're in this thing. They get to this bunker. And it's inside this cavern. They fly down. It's in some sort of natural cavern that they get to, like, opened up by some underground river. It's probably dry. I think it's dried up because people were sucking the water out of there, but they must not know about this bunker. And the bunker's just kind of sitting in the back part of this cavern. And it's got a door, which looks to be somewhat like an airlock system. We got Omaha, 9, and Electra. Well, I'm just going to go knock on the door. Carbon Man, do you know the protocol here? I don't know, I guess knocking, is there a doorbell? No, I don't see a doorbell. That's it. That's right, you're from the 50s. It's weird that people went from knocking to doorbells back to knocking. Hey, why don't people... Some people ring doorbells, I guess. But anyway, I'm just going to knock on the window here. Oh, that door's open. Maybe some sort of automated door system. See that thing lit up?
Yes, this seems to be some sort of automated door system.
Omaha, it's okay. I know you're nervous, but you don't have to repeat what I'm saying.
I know you are nervous. I'm not nervous, I'm just concerned. We are down now, 14 members, and we are with Carbon Man. And I know this isn't the right time to bring this up, Electra, but it's pretty clear to me that, the NAG showed up after we went to that, what is that place called? So someone tipped off NAG, someone either saw... Lick, or he double crosses. Someone see him and they say, oh, that's, no one would recognize him unless
So Nag knows where we are somehow. I think probably Lick sold us out.
Well, we don't know that. You're just worrying.
I know Coverman did not, and Coverman's still with us. So that says something about him.
Oh, thank you, Oma.
Still don't make me 100% believe you. So that's it. Okay, we're going to go in this area. We're just going to walk into this. We're going to have to trust things at this point, Omaha.
Okay, we're in this airlock. It's got an echo in here. Airlock.
Okay, the door's shut.
Okay, can I get any insects? This is an airtight airlock. Obviously, it's a real airlock because I can't get any. There's still some bugs on me, but not any ones I could use weaponize. Coverman, maybe that's probably the good time to take your antidotes, but I don't know if I still trust you, so not yet. But I hope Leek did not have the real antidote. Oh, no, he did not. Don't worry.
Okay, the other door is... Okay, let's walk in here.
Oh, this is a very small, I guess that's a bunker and not a base. We live in a base. You go right in through the front door. This is must be the living room. Oh, look, they have a TV. That is an old TV tax. Government, this is almost better than the technology you had in the 50s, but same thing, CRT, cathode ray tube, vacuum tube, uses it.
Okay, we don't need a TV history of the television.
Well, I'm just saying it's interesting to me they don't have, we never talk about this at the base, but I'd like to. I still am loyal to plasma television and not to LEDs. I know we have a plasma. It's still 1080p. No need to replace it. We don't trust LED, LCD, whatever. Coverman, you're not going to know what I'm talking.
Okay, can we just not talk about this right now?
I'm getting some sense of the space. Or bunker, whatever you want to call it. So this is the living room. This is where people have been passing the time. There's one person that's been here. Okay, this is the kitchenette in here. And it looks like it's mostly MREs, military, food. That would be very boring. And it says here the cleaning. This is very military style living. You eat twice a day your rations. Dispose of the rations in the cavern. That's a bad idea. What if these people here 1,000 years? There'd be so much built up.
Robert, man, what do you know about this base?
I only know that there's someone supposed to be here. It's kind of like a lighthouse for us heroes. And we're supposed to always come here to get information. This guy's the carrier. Or, I don't know, I guess now they have women heroes. Could be a woman. You're a woman, but... he's a carrier of secrets of the heroes, so just coming to try to find out. Okay, well, is anyone... Hello? Is anyone in here? No one's responding.
Yeah, this base doesn't look very big. It looks like there's a bathroom here, shower, tub, and then there's a bedroom back here. I'm smelling some body odor, but I don't see anyone.
Hello, is anyone in here? And... because of the airlock, there's no bug, so my power is no good.
Well, Nine, you're going to have to really dig deep here.
I know. There's something I feel like a connection to. People have been in here passing the time. Someone's been on duty here a long time. I don't know if they abandoned the base or they left. And I sense someone recently, but I'm not sure. How long it's been? I can't get a sense of a body or a person in here.
Hello, no one's in here. Nine, we should direct you. Carbon, what do you think?
To abandon your post would be maybe the guy's just taking out they take out the garbage. What time are you supposed?
Oh, let me look at the schedule. That's a good point, Carbon Man. Yes, it's a very regimented schedule here. He is supposed to take out the garbage this is in GMT. It says 0600 and 0800 GMT. Does either of you know the GMT time? I don't even have a watch on. Is there a clock around here?
I don't see one. He's probably wearing a Timex-type watch, hopefully. So maybe what day is it? Is it Tuesday today? Do you remember?
I don't know, because it was like, what day we left? Did we fly all night? I can't remember. I was so distraught.
No, it only take us 2.5 hours to get here with the bug powers.
Huh. Does if bugs fly,
don't worry. You're going to bend your brain around it. Garberman, you know GMT time?
No. What GM what?
Greenwich Mean Time is like the thing. I don't know what year they came up with it.
You know, Copperman, you don't even know the internet, so that's like the time for the internet. It's the internet, general internet time, kind of.
Okay, let's just do this. Why don't, I'll go outside and look around, and Omai, you go outside and look around, since you have the antidote, and I'll stay here with Carbon Man. And if Carbon Man does anything, you have the antidote.
Oh, that's a good idea, Carbon Man. Good luck with our boss, Electra. Keep your hands off her, and I will go outside and see if this guy's bringing out the MRE trash and trashing this lovely cave that we're in.
I guess this is probably, this is a good time to stop. They're trying to find some guy that's running this bunker or something. So, yeah, let's see what happens next week. But that was pretty... anticlimactic a bit. They did escape that one thing, and it was talking about E.T. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the movie E.T. E.T. the extraterrestrial. Ed Sellers, Elliot. One of my neighbors is named Elliot. Always makes me want to say Elliot. And his sister Gertie, played by Drew Barrymore. Elliot was played by Henry. Oh, man, I'm sorry, bro. It'll come to me. And E.T. was... I'm not sure if E.T. was played by anyone or E.T. was just some sort of animatronic figure. Probably should put that kind of stuff... Henry... Oh, I almost had it. It's not Henry Thomas, I don't think. Maybe it is Henry Thomas. But yeah, and then they had that bike. You should, if you haven't seen E.T., you should see it. It's heart-wrenching. And oh, a Brush with Fame alert. In the scene where E.T., there's some sort of medical treatment. I haven't seen E.T. in a long time. But it's some sort of scene where there's some sort of medical treatment. I don't know if it's, I think it's E.T.'s getting medical treatment. One of the female doctors or medical staff, it was at one time, when E.T. was made, married to my mom's cousin, maybe? I don't know what that would make the relationship to me. I think I had a crush on her during the time she was, you know, famous for being an E.T. So I don't know. That's all I really know about Brush with Fame, that... I just told you guys my actual Brush with Fame story, how it was cut from an Oscar-winning film. If I haven't, short film, I'll tell you that sometime. But that's it. I hope you're sleeping. Thank you, sweet listeners, for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Night.